Americans across the country woke up to a morning newspaper that included a picture of President Bush and his father riding the motorized scooters known as Segways. But the image was quite different depending on what part of the country the reader called home. The LA Times, CNN, and MSNBC were among the news organizations that included a picture of the current and former presidents gliding along smoothly in the driveway of the family compound in Kennebunkport, Maine. Other news outlets, such as the New York Times and the Minneapolis Star Tribune, carried snapshots of the president tumbling off the Segway. A website for a British network carried a series of photos of the tumble with the headline, "Nice trip, Mr. President." Bob Jarvis is a law professor at Nova Southeastern University Law Center in Fort Lauderdale and an expert on presidential trivia. Mr. Jarvis, I gather you predict that even with the tumble, President Bush could do for the Segway what President Reagan did for the jelly bean.
Oh, absolutely. The fact that he got right back on it and seemed to be having fun with it, I think definitely is a good thing for the manufacturer.
Presidents really can spark national trends?
Absolutely. Eisenhower made golf very popular. Jack Kennedy made French cuisine very popular. At the same time, he also single-handedly destroyed the hat industry by not wearing a hat at his inauguration. George Bush, the 41st president, single-handedly undid the broccoli industry by saying that he hated broccoli.
He really had that kind of effect on the broccoli industry.
Absolutely. At the same time, of course, he really helped the pork rind industry by saying that he loved pork rinds.
Now, in this case, from what I understand, Segway is hoping to gain some traction among senior citizens. The current President Bush fell off the Segway, but apparently the elder President Bush had no problems.
Yeah, actually, Segways are not the easiest things to learn how to maneuver. And it's interesting, Segway has really been trying to go after a lot of different markets. The Segway featured prominently on an episode of Frasier where Niles was testing out a Segway, and of course that was a show that is really primarily watched by folks who are younger than senior citizens.
The president is an exercise nut. This
yep.
is well known. He works out daily, runs, I think, a 7-minute mile, maybe even a 6-minute mile. In any case, he's fast. So it's kind of surprising that a fitness fanatic, if you could call him that, is even riding one of these things.
Yes, I think it's very interesting that, as you say, he's someone who has really been preaching to the nation the benefits of exercise, and yet here he is on the Segway, which, if it takes off, will make America even more obese than it already is. You would have thought that a president like Clinton, who was of course, did a lot for the Big Mac industry, would have been more likely to be driving around on a Segway.
Have you actually ridden one of these things?
Yes, I actually had a chance to try one out at an auto show back in April. It's somewhat like a bike in that you have to get a sense of your balance and the gravity forces that are operating. So I'm not surprised, actually, that he fell. And I think, you know, if I'm Segway, not only is it great that the president is trying it, but the fact that he gets right back on it shows people that it's okay to fall. You won't look foolish falling. You won't get hurt falling. And it's just part of the natural learning curve with this product.
So what do you think this will do for Segway sales?
Well, I think it'll help them a lot. I don't know that it will be as big for them, perhaps as Lyndon Johnson did for barbecue and cowboy hats. But certainly this kind of publicity, it's priceless.
Bob Jarvis is a constitutional law professor at Nova Southeastern University Law Center in Fort Lauderdale, and he's also an expert on presidential trivia. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And those photos of the president on his Segway, both riding high and falling off, are on our website, npr.org.